Welcome to Random Radio. I'm your host, David Blinder, and thanks for listening in. So, every week we discuss a random topic, whether from a listener like you or my choice. And this week's topic, we're actually going to cover monetization, which is actually going to cut into, one of our main things that we're going to be talking about today. And don't forget that any opinions shared on the show are just that, opinions, and if anybody says anything offensive, they don't mean to offend, and they're just expressing their opinions. And with that out of the way, let's get on with the show. So, we're going to go over some of the pros and cons of monetization. Let's start off with pros. First pro, money. I'm going to be making some sort of money off of it, right? And that's just, like, no dirt. And I'm actually going to talk about money just in another point. But, I'll get more in-depth into money later. And I am counting it as a pro. I also think that's going to give me a better connection to you guys as listeners. And it's also going to give me a little bit of a boost in the way of growth. At least I think so. Just because it gives me... I don't know, maybe... I'd imagine that the algorithms and stuff would do something like that. Would have something to do with monetization. It probably doesn't, but I don't know. It would also create a bigger division, at least in my brain, between Spotify listeners and YouTube listeners. And by the way, whenever I say like Spotify listeners, I mean the specifically podcasting or audio softwares. I do not specifically mean Spotify. I mean other things as well. It would create a bigger division between Spotify and YouTube in my brain. Which is a pretty good thing, because I usually just kind of mesh my listeners together, which is okay at sometimes, but sometimes it's kind of weird. This would also create a bit of a quality increase, just because I would imagine it more as a job, and less so like a hobby. I try to treat it more like a job, but at the same time, then I know deep down it's still a hobby. It's not quite... It doesn't quite make the cut. And then I also think that this is going to give me a bit more control over everything, right? Because it's going to give me more options. Let's put it that way. It's going to give me more options in the way of what kind of recording equipment I want to get, or what kind of recording equipment I want to use, or what kind of softwares I want to use. I don't mean to sound selfish here, but it would also create a bit of freedom in my life, just because then I'd have a little bit more spending money, just for myself, because I do plan on pocketing a little bit, but it would probably only be like 10% of what I actually make on the thing. That's really all I could think about for pros, and so let's move on to cons. One of the main cons is ads. You guys would have to start listening to ads, and YouTube people, just... don't listen to this part where you can, but yeah, it's not really going to apply because YouTube has decided in 2020 to just kind of say that they can monetize everything, but then not pay people who don't meet monetization requirements. But yeah, Spotify and all those people, you guys will have to listen to ads on my things that are actually created by me, but yeah. They would be created by me, and for the next thing, let me explain to you how I record, okay? So I usually record the entire podcast in one sitting, right? I record the entire 10-15 minutes in just one sitting, including the commercial areas, and what I'd have to do now is I'd have to split every podcast into three parts and record the commercial portion twice. Once for the podcasting, the actual official podcasting community, and once for YouTube, because I'm not going to get paid for the ad that's displayed on YouTube, because I don't meet monetization requirements yet for YouTube. But yeah, that's one of the main things, is that it would increase my workload about twofold squared. Yeah, whatever. I'd also not be making a ton of money, right? I'd be making some money, at least right now, and I apply this to me right now. I would not be making much money right now, which I'm actually going to mention a little bit later. Another big thing is, which I'm actually currently fixing, is that is my laptop, because I run this on a laptop. I'm worried that it's going to run out of storage space. I'm not overly worried, but it will eventually happen, and I know I will eventually have to worry about it, but I would rather, because, like, yeah, so I have a spare flash drive, which I decided to use, so, yeah, I know, I just put out a perfectly valid con, and then defuted it myself. Yeah, I do that sometimes, in case you don't know. Another big con is the amount of stress it's going to put in my life, because it's going to mean that I have to spend twice as long working on the same number of videos, or the same podcast episode, right? It's just going to create a little bit less time for me, and it might create a little bit more stress, which I'm not a huge fan of stress. I don't know if you're a huge fan of stress. Two episodes ago, I talked about burnout, and that does kind of apply, but yeah. And with that, let's get on to our commercial portion. So I have actually been given the opportunity to be monetized on my podcasting distribution website, or thing known as Anchor. This thing distributes it to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and all that stuff. And this means I can actually start making money off of this podcast, which I plan to invest back, at least at the very least, mostly back into the podcast. This is a huge deal to me, and I'd actually love to hear your guys' thoughts on this, mostly because you guys are going to be the ones listening to any ads that might play. And by the way, YouTube people are going to be listening to a different ad from this, as I discussed earlier. Anyway, I'd like to get your guys' input on all this. I'm planning on, at least in the future, not necessarily in the near future, but in the future, I'm planning on actually selling some merchandise. But we'll see how that goes, this would be amazing for me to, just an amazing experience for me to do, and another way to make money off of this hobby that I have. But yeah, I want to get your guys' input. And I'm going to be releasing a question that goes along that's with this episode. At least this will be available on Spotify. I don't know if it's going to be available on the other podcasting things, but yeah, and let's get back to our main show. So, in the way of profits, I'd not really be making too much money, but the money that I do make, I'd love to put back into the podcast in the way of, like, gear or other software that I might use. Yeah, and I've actually been doing a lot of research recently over, like, how much I would actually be making. I can't remember the exact numbers, but I would not be making very much, as I mentioned a little bit before. I think it was something like a tenth of a penny per view or something, and with how many views I get right now, that is not much. But in the future, it might grow a little bit, and that I'm probably just thinking about this a little bit too early, but overall, I'm hoping to make some kind of money from podcasting, and if not, I'm honestly okay with it. I'm honestly okay with not making any money from it, just because it's, for me, it's like free therapy. Honestly, it's amazing. But anyway, in the way of monetization, my plan is probably to kind of hit like a. I'm hoping to hit like a sweet spot in the way of how many views I get. Because right now, I don't have enough views that I'd really be making enough profits off of it to actually, I think, pay for itself to be worth it, right? Because it's just causing you guys an inconvenience, it's causing me an inconvenience, and all that stuff. But, yeah, I think maybe wait until I find a little bit more of a sweet spot, until the views rack up a little bit more. And then maybe think about monetizing, and maybe put this question out to you guys again. Of if you guys even want me to get monetized and stuff. But yeah, that's my overall thoughts on things. I'd love to hear your guys' thoughts. YouTube in the comments, Spotify people, I'm going to be putting a question in. You guys can respond to that. And yeah, with that, my name is David Bolander, And this was Random Radio, signing off.